Another woman ran at Jarl, screaming, blue with cold and brandishing a thin stick as though it were a sword. Jarl slammed his shield into her face and she went down, still screaming through a mouthful of bloody teeth.
Look!
Olav and Bjarke were both shouting, gesturing toward the wall as they fended off the encroaching mob. Jarl looked and saw gathered snow hanging in the air, in the outline of a great man-shaped beast's giant. Shaggy head and wide shoulders. A stream of deranged attackers threw themselves at the creature, the tops of their heads barely reaching its chest, which still looked somehow like falling snow. Jarl saw shining blades sweep out of the flickering air, saw the creature taking shape as steaming blood sprayed across its body.
"Giant at the wall!"
Jarl called as a fat man with a spear ran at him. Jarl got his shield up and ducked, swinging his blade at the man's legs. He hit hard enough to feel the bones breaking through the blade, the impact humming through his fingers. The man shrieked and fell. Hot blood dripped from Jarl's beard. Some of the unarmed people were running in fear now, away from the battle, shouting nonsense. But the soldiers of the keep were picking up weapons, some memory of skill returning. A number fell back from their direct attack, their mad eyes searching for openings.
"At least now we can see the fucker!"
Stelgar shouted, sidestepping as an old man tripped over the hacked bodies that surrounded them, dropping his stick. Stelgar chopped into the man's face.
"Odin smiles upon us,"
Thorolf called, and the men still standing laughed tightly. A soldier with an axe got to Olav, though the young fighter managed to take his killer with him by a final swing. Egil and Havid were also dead. Jarl and his men fought on, trying to keep an eye on the slashing, silent giant as the bodies piled up, as their own number dwindled. Katano fought well, killing 10 men in the space of a few heartbeats. But by then he was visible, dripping with man's blood, and the travelers, the skilled fighters, were edging toward him as their battle raged. One Eye had no doubt that Katano would fight to his death, but he would lose his only promising hunter.